Role-playing in an emergency situation is familiar to anyone who's taken first aid training, but at a recent course in Glenwood Springs, the focus was on people's minds instead of bodies. Aspen Public Radio's Kristen Kay explains what mental health first aid is all about.
Here's the situation. You're walking through a crowded reception area when you notice a woman who's pale and distressed.
She suddenly grabs at you, clutching her chest with her other hand. She sounds as though she's struggling to breathe. She managed to say in a strangled voice, "Help me, the room is spinning."
This is Hans Luckring. He's role-playing a possible emergency with two volunteers.
Action.
You grab me.
Help me.
Hi.
The room is spinning.
Can you have a seat with me right here? Okay.
After the role-play, Luckring asks the 20 or so people in attendance today for thoughts.
Anybody got any observations?
Gentle and reassuring. Sure. Sharing.
Calming voice.
Luckring is teaching a course called Mental Health First Aid. He's with MindSprings Health, which provides mental health and addiction recovery support here on the Western Slope. He's joined by Mason Hostad, who chairs the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Hostad tells the group to remember this acronym, ALGI.
A is always going to be assess for risk of suicide or harm. We're going to listen non-judgmentally. We'll give reassurance and information. We're going to encourage appropriate professional help. And we're going to encourage self-help and other support strategies.
Luckring says this course is about giving people the confidence to be the first to offer help to someone in crisis, whether that's a panic attack, suicidal feelings, or even psychosis.
You know, this is not us training junior varsity mental health professionals. This is really increasing the competency of our community to be able to respond to people that are experiencing mental health issues or substance use issues.
Colorado consistently ranks in the top 10 states with the highest suicide rates, according to the Center for Disease Control. And the problem is particularly bad here, explains Luckring.
Certainly, the substance use prevalence in our valley is huge. And we all know that we have an unreasonably high suicide completion rate for our state and for our county and Western Slope.
The National Council for Behavioral Health runs mental health first aid. The council reports that over 2 million people in the U.S. have been trained so far. The idea is for this course to become as common as CPR and first aid training. There are nurses, librarians, and nonprofit leaders here on this day, and people who want to know how to help friends and relatives who are depressed or addicted. Jenny Hernandez says this course is teaching her the power of just listening, the L in ALGI.
I think just like not being afraid to talk to them, because that's what sometimes where I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say. I shouldn't get involved at all. It's okay to just listen and talk to them and feel connected to them.
John Cleveland is a fisheries technician for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says this course has helped him see just how many people are struggling.
It's throughout our lives, and you never know who you're going to be talking to that might need help or might be trying to reach out a little bit or might need you to lean in a little bit.
That's one of the reasons instructors Hostad and Luckring say this training is so important. Hostad says this is helping spark conversations throughout the community.
And thinking about the fact that 30 years ago we didn't talk about cancer, and now you can't go a month without it being some kind of cancer month. And I think that we're kind of in that stage right now with mental health.
Cleveland, Hernandez, and everyone who goes through the training gets a certificate that says they're an official mental health first aider. But Luckring and Hostad say that more importantly, they're now equipped to raise awareness about mental health in a community that needs it. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.